17 genitals howled with bloodlust. Dion is told to take every rusty, dusty, obsolete thing out of one of the abandoned stock rooms and toss them into the compactor. As he was doing that and starting to get completely filthy, a series of huge, sharp, teeth metal cogs worked their way out of the wall. He had to dodge and duck about to avoid getting caught and ripped apart by them. When he got to the safety of the next room and had caught his breath, he stormed into the head manager's office, howling in spitting rage. The office was very nice and expensive. Two security thugs and three fine young office girls were in there, but the manager wasn't. Dion paged him, and he was told to meet him outside, behind the building. There, the manager extended one beckoning finger and said, "Follow me." Dion followed him around the side of the building, where broken shopping carts had almost returned to Earth. "Follow me." Through side doors that cracked with age, still deeper, and to a door. The door was made out of warped rust. The manager opened the door, and the inside had no floor. It was a drop-off to a mass of swirling black liquid, swirled by huge black mossy blades. Over this abyss was a warped metal catwalk. The manager crossed it. With a narrow doorway across the room, he opened the door and said, "Follow me." He disappeared through the narrow door on the other side. Dion stepped onto the swaying catwalk and began walking. But midway through, the whole thing bent and fell around him, and he splashed into the thick black liquid. The swirling current dragged him under, the blades cut him apart. Blood mingles with slime. The end.